Friends, in last chapter, we have seen in general regulation relating to the letter of credit or documentary credit. And along with that, we have also seen and discussed the standby letter of credit also, parties involved to it, types of letter of credit, types of standby letter of credit, governing rules, regulations, everything, we understood it clearly. Now the time has come to actually establish the LC. Actually, to establish the LC and to open the LC. That is means issuance of the LC, letter of credit. And once the letter of credit is issued, then bills will be drawn by the supplier under that LC, maybe without LC also, then it is called as collection. And with that, there are certain other elements relating to the import finance. And those regulation, types of import finance, the import factoring and all other things we are going to discuss in this chapter. Okay, so to cover all of this, I have structured this particular topic in such a manner that everything will be covered particularly for letter of credit establishment, thereafter collection of the bills and other import regulations. Okay, so let us start to discuss one by one what are those formalities need to be completed for issuance of the letter of credit or documentary credit. Establishment of the letter of credit, that way if you see, even though after seeing the regulation you might have come to the conclusion that it is little bit complex process. And because it is complex, this might be involving various steps, and each step has got its own meaning. From the risk point of view, from the regulatory point of view, and from the compliance point of view. The terms and conditions are very, very important, as I said earlier also, which are to be incorporated in the letter of credit. That depends upon the underlying document or agreement between the two parties, buyer and seller, submitted to you for establishment of the letter of credit. Now, once this letter of credit is issued and accepted by the beneficiary in other country, and after the export of the goods by them, it draws the bill, which is called as a documents, import documents, and it dispatches to the LC opening bank. Their review takes place. That is called scrutiny of the document under LC. And the LC opening bank then intimates that, look here, the LC which you have opened, under that we have received the document. Whether you have received the goods or not, I am not bothered. I have received the document, I have opened the LC, I have committed for the payment. So you come, see the document, make the payment, if at all it is drawn at sight, or accept the draft which is enclosed in the document, when it is drawn at particular period or tenor. Okay, and on the due date, make the payment. This is the complex stages of the process. One by one, we will discuss all these things. First of all, the intending party, that is importer of the goods, he has to apply to his own banks by submitting the printed application incorporating terms and conditions in the letter of credit application itself. LC application format is standard format. This format is standardized by Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India, that is FEDAI, and accepted by all the banks. It consists all the relevant information which is required to be provided by the importer to the bank for opening the letter of credit. Okay, this application is very much important document it also, this is being, this becomes an agreement, because it attracts the stamp duty also. A 20 rupee stamp duty is required to be affixed on the application, because as it is stated by the applicant, the banks is acting according to its own wisdom and considering the regulation connected to the what are the terms and conditions mentioned in that. Types of document required, okay? The types of document majorly, it consists of invoice, bill of lading, that is transport document, insurance policy document, or certificate of origin of the goods, or consular invoice if at all it is required. Then it is a sensitive commodity, or then it may require the certificate of analysis, packing list. All those documents are required to be mentioned, and in which format and the with the content that is required to be mentioned in the application itself. LC application also required to this status to stipulate that the type of credit, whether it is revocable, irrevocable. Naturally, all the letter of credit issued are irrevocable only, and if it is irrevocable, whether to be confirmed or not, that is also required to be mentioned. Then Incoterms 2020, what we have discussed in earlier chapters, okay, CIF value, FOB value, C&F value, or FAS value. See, all these terms are required to be quoted in this application. This is implying thereby which the parties, exporter to the exporter or importer, will arrange for the insurance. CIF, FOB, CF, FAS, etc. are those terms, you know. If insurance is to be provided, who is to bear the cost? Because the Incoterms relates to the cost to be borne by the whom. So, Incoterms are required to be put. Risk to be covered under the policy and amount of insurance, that is required to be mentioned. Then mode of storage of the goods, on the deck or under the deck, above the ship or inside the ship. How it is required to be transported. Then mode of shipment, whether the part shipment is permitting, or part or transshipment. Part shipment means, suppose LC is for $1 million. Always my favorite example. LC is for $1 million, and four shipments are required to be made. Four shipments, 25,000 each. Okay. Then in that case, if such a condition is stipulated, then it is called as a part shipment. But if these conditions are not there, then in one go, $1 million worth goods required to be transported. In that case, it is called as a no part shipment is permitted. Then transshipment. Transshipment means what happens, you know. Transshipment happens, suppose the ship is starting from Mumbai and going to, say, Iran via route Dubai. Okay. Now, if it is straight away, it is without touching to the Dubai port, it straight goes to the Iran, then it is called as a straight shipment, thorough shipment. But if it reaches to the Dubai and all the goods are shifted from one ship to another ship, and from Dubai, new ship will be starting journey to Iran, then in that case, it is called as a transshipment. Whether it is to be permitted or not permitted, that is depending upon the terms and conditions quoted in the letter of credit application. And what remains is the valid dates. What is the last date of shipment? What is the expiry date of the letter of credit? Whether LC is to be transferred or not? All this should be mentioned in the LC application. After receipt of the application, scrutiny of the application is happened. Before taking decision on the application, bank should check all the creditworthiness of the applicant. Now this creditworthiness is because when bank is committing that even if the importer doesn't make the payment, by virtue of issuing this letter of credit, I will make the payment. That is the meaning of letter of credit. Okay, when it is making the commitment to fulfill that, creditworthiness of importer is also important from the bank who issues the LC. If he is a defaulter in earlier instances, why bank will open the letter of credit and unnecessarily invite the trouble for him? That is why it is required to be scrutinized. Wherever necessary, if such a kind of customers or such type of importers are there, they will ask for the margin. Provide the security for the amount. Okay. Performance is generally determined. For that purpose, even banks are not hesitant to obtain the legal opinion or maybe report, confidential opinion report from the credit rating agencies, which consist of default rating and all other parameters as per the normal practice. And based on that, judgment will be taken, decision will be taken by the bank whether to go for opening the LC or not. Applicant himself should assure himself that the application provides all the necessary particulars with regard to the proposed letter of credit, and the credit, if it is opened, will not contravene any of the exchange control regulation which are currently in force or in respect of the opening of letter of credit, or in future if there are any changes happen that may be abided by the letter of credit opener, that is LC applicant. Now the LC is open. Bank is satisfied. LC is open. Now this LC will be sending. Bank will send that LC through the SWIFT mechanism. Earlier there was a telegraphic transfer, telegraph. TT was used to send. But it was replaced by introduction of the SWIFT. SWIFT is the payment mechanism that is Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Transactions. Long form of the SWIFT is Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial, International Financial Transactions. So through that, the text of the LC will be transmitted and it will reach to the beneficiary's bank. Okay. Now, advising this letter of credit is an important task also. Once this is received by the beneficiary's bank, beneficiary bank has to go through the text of the LC and they will ensure that what is the type of LC, whether it is transferable, non-transferable, any stipulated condition, specific condition is stipulated, amount, what is the amount for which LC is issued, what is the period of credit, name and particulars of the document, particulars of the document accompanying the draft and draft drawn under the letter of credit, risk to be covered under the marine insurance policy, then description which includes the quality and the value of the goods to be exported under the credit. All these things will be seen by the bank before it advises or hand it over to the beneficiary. In addition to that, it is also required to be seen whether this part shipment or transshipment, I explained, is permitted or not. The last date of shipment, last date for presentation of the documents, mode of dispatch of the negotiable to the negotiating bank documents, then instruction that draft to be drawn under the credit should bear the number, date, as well as the name of issuing bank, and that the payment should be made only on the presentation of the shipping document. Like that, some instructions are given. As far as scrutiny, while doing the scrutiny, important aspect, so as to determine to issue the LC, important aspect is the margin, that is the security. Wherever necessary, banker, while making available the limit for opening the letter of credit or establishing the letter of credit, depending upon the credit worthiness of the importer, the margin will be stipulated by the bank, and the customer, that is importer, has to provide that much margin before issuance of the LC. Then commission. No meal is free, right? So each and every act of the banker attracts some kind of commission and charges. So the banker realizes from the customer that his commission for opening the letter of credit as well as the amendment is paid upfront, if any made subsequently at the rate fixed by the individual banks. Postage charges, SWIFT charges, delivery courier charges, it depends upon the type of dispatch of the document. This kind of charges are required to be undertaken or seen by the beneficiary bank. Okay, sorry, not beneficiary bank, LC opening bank. Okay, now amendment. LC is issued and there are certain inappropriate, wrong, or unwarranted clauses are put into the letter of credit. Those clauses, when it is not in, when the supplier is not in position to comply or fulfill, then it might be required to be deleted or remove it from whatever stipulated earlier in main letter of credit. If such a changes are required to be made, then another message is required to be prepared. What is replaced and what is in place, what is to be read, is clearly required to be mentioned. Such a type of act in the message is called as an amendment to the letter of credit. It is called as amendment to the letter of credit. Now, insurance. Generally, the insurance is based on the cost of the goods to be imported. Under FOB, C and F contract, the insurance is provided by the importer. Okay. The banker, in order to protect the interest of the bank, should see that the insurance cover is duly obtained by the importer and the particulars thereof are furnished to him along with the original policy or insurance certificate is submitted along with the letter of credit application to them or not. Right? Now, booking of exchange. On opening the letter of credit, importer sees that there is a much fluctuation in the international market as per the market behavior, and foreign exchange currency movement is going adverse to him. Then perhaps he may desire to book the exchange in advance, which is called as forward contract. But if the exchange rate is not going against him and it is profitable to him, then in that case he may not book the exchange rate, and the rate will be at the time of effecting the payment either forward rate or the ongoing rate as on particular date of making the payment will be applicable for making the payment. Right? Now, these are all aspects required to be seen by the bank as well as the importer at the time of establishing the LC. LC is established, it is sent, it is delivered, and it is advised by the beneficiary bank to the beneficiary. Now, he has made the export. But before making the export, he will ensure that after making the shipment, I have to prepare the document. First, he will see that whether the quantity of the goods which is stipulated in the letter of credit, whether I am having it or not. If he is comfortable, he will be okay. If not, then he might have procured the goods. For that, he may ask to the buyer, send me some advance remittance, send me some advance amount, okay, so that I can procure the good, manufacture it and prepare it for the export and export it to you. Many times buyer agrees to it. But this is forming the part of underlying document which is submitted along with the LC. Okay, now the import, when the shipment is made by the exporter or seller from other country and it reaches to the country, it comes to India, then there are different type of bills are received by the importer through the bank. If it is under LC, LC opening bank will receive the import bills. If it is not under a letter of credit, the bill may receive through the bank, or the import bills may receive directly by the importer, depending upon the type of category of the importer. Otherwise, limit of $300,000 is always there. Okay, then plain collection items, simple collection is received well within that 300,000. If it is public limited company, private limited company, then this $300,000 selling is not there. So for any amount they will receive directly. So likewise, the FDI has come out with certain rules for advance bill, bills drawn under bank's own LC, and also plain collection items for collection, right? So once this is received, the rules are framed. According to the rules, documents required to be received and it will be scrutinized by the bank. Now, let us understand. The documents are drawn under letter of credit and it is received by the bank. Then, document has to be scrutinized by the bank, by keeping LC on other hand and documents on other hand, and comparing the terms and conditions with each other, which is called as a scrutiny. During this process, if any mistake is found out, then it is called as a discrepancy. It is called as discrepancy. And this discrepancy is prima facie, it is a document completeness primary. There are two types of discrepancies or scrutiny, two types of scrutiny. One is document completeness scrutiny, and second one is a document compliance scrutiny. Now, what is document completeness scrutiny? That means in LC, you have mentioned one, invoice, packing list, certificate of origin, insurance certificate, bill of lading. Like these documents you have mentioned. However, incidentally, while checking, you found that certificate of origin is not there or packing list is not there. One of the document is missing, it is not submitted. Then it is called as incomplete document. So, number of documents required as per the letter of credit, if it is not submitted, then it is called as an incomplete document. That scrutiny is called as a completeness scrutiny. Okay, now this documents at that stage only getting rejected. Immediate notice to that effect should be given to the bank who has forwarded the document under LC to you. The document prescribed by the beneficiary are carefully required to be scrutinized by the issuing bank, because they are more responsible for making the payment on behalf of their importer clients. Okay, now coming down to another type of compliance, that is documents compliance scrutiny. If any document is missing, that is complete document completeness scrutiny. Now, compliance scrutiny means each and every document required to be seen very carefully as per the compliance requirement of the regulations. So the bank and importers should also scrutinize the document and ensure that they are presented when the credit was in force and LC, that is letter of credit, is not expired. Then the amendment and special instruction have been taken into consideration while submitting the document and necessary changes has been made in the document. Then the amount of bill does not exceed the value of LC. This is general compliance, general compliance overall. Then all documents which are required in the LC have been made available. Okay, then document carries the required endorsement. Many times the endorsement is required. Okay, then the document do not contain any discrepancies which violates the current exchange control and import control regulations. Invoice must be signed, and if doesn't sign, it never tallies. Then amount of the draft, exact quantity are shown, and also drawn in appropriate currency for the origin of goods. Bill of lading is presented in full set or not, otherwise 3 original and 3 non-negotiable copies if they are mentioning, and there is one copy is missing, that means it is not properly presented. Suppose 3 copies are called for and only is given. Though it is a perfect document, any one copy of the bill of lading is acceptable for delivery of the goods. It gives an indication to the bank that something is going wrong somewhere. Okay, so bill of lading presented is in full set of the negotiable copies and is on board bill of lading and duly signed by the carrier. Further, in case of the goods are imported on cash against document, that is CAD, which is also called as a site, document against the payment or document against the acceptance basis, the importer needs to take delivery of the document from the bankers before completion of the custom formalities. Okay, for the site, he will take possession of the document only after making the payment. Or cash against document means first pay and then take the document. In case of DA document, you accept the draft and then you take it. Okay, these formalities are required to be completed much before the importer see what are the goods shipped by the overseas supplier. This process is known as a retirement of the document under the import to apply to the authorized dealer, bankers who is in possession of the document. This can also be done by tendering the funds to equivalent value of the document, and bank charges exchange control copy of the import license wherever it is applicable, because license, if it is import under license in addition to the under LC, then that license copy, formalities, endorsement, everything has to be complied with. Then documents are released to the importer against the payment if the bills are drawn under DP or CAD, CAD basis, cash, document against the cash. Okay, then acceptance in case of document against acceptance. The payment, what is meant by acceptance? Acceptance means there is a bill of entry, not bill of entry, there is a bill of exchange, which is called as a draft, hundi. On that reverse of it, they have to put the stamp, state, and it is signed. Okay, first page endorsement is confirmed, second page endorsement is confirmed, like that. Okay, pay and deliver to order of so and so. If the bills are drawn in favor of the bank, bank has to endorse that, stating that pay delivered to the order of so and so party and for bank manager, whoever it may be. Then that will become valid. Then with that, he will go to, the importer will go to the customs and claim for the goods. The payment in either cases is accepted only from the bank account. No cash will be paid and documents will be taken. Must be from the account only, or maybe cross check or demand draft or whatever it may be, etc. That has to be provided. That mechanism should be followed by the bank. For any overdue period, any interest is required to be paid by the importer, that is required to be paid, or there should be clear communication from the overseas party for waiver of it. Thank you very much. With this note, see you then. Bye.